Well, I think the first thing is you have to have time. You have to have time to do it. And the really convicting thing for people is to look at your schedule. So I could ask you, what type of impact do you want to have on people? Or when you're at the end of your life, what will you want people to have said about you? And a lot of positive things will come out. But then if I ask you, show me your schedule, where are you doing those things? Where are you making sure those things, you're investing in those things right now? And look, I'm as guilty as anybody for this. You know, this is an opportunity to hopefully invest in people, but a lot of times you look at the schedule and it doesn't line up with what you want in the future. And that's okay because a lot of us are in that boat. But to do that, we have to be intentional. We have to give it a little bit of thought and think about it. And an example that's coming to mind is it took me 5 minutes to think about this and to put it on my schedule, but the impact was so much greater. So my wife and I, we had a first date at a local restaurant. And several months ago, it was 7 year anniversary of that date. So number one, I wrote down the date of the first date we went on. Number two, I scheduled it on our calendar. Hey, here's where we're going to go on this night. And even if she knew it, when we went there, it was all reflecting about, you remember when we met here, you know, X amount of years ago and all the things that have changed. We could have went there without knowing that it was that night and it would have changed the perspective. It would have been a regular night. But because I spent the 5 minutes to say, hey, this is going to help us reconnect with that date, that first original date night, it really helps. So all I'm saying is that it took 5 minutes to think of it, put it on the calendar. So being intentional with that moment and really creating it is how I think you can do that, architecting those moments.